The Aga Khan, the spiritual leader of the world's Ismaili Muslims, has just completed a visit to Calgary. It's the first time in 16 years that the Aga Khan has been to our city. And this visit marks his jubilee, his 50th year as imam or head of the Ismaili movement. There are about 10,000 Ismaili Muslims living in Calgary. Most of them are immigrants from East Africa or their descendants. Samira Sereda is a member of this city's Ismaili community, and she joins me in studio now. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. And you can probably correct me on some of the things I've said wrong in the introduction.
No. It's all pretty accurate. Phew. Yeah. In the last 10 or 15 years, we've had quite a huge influx of Ismailis from the Central Asia and Afghanistan region as well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that precision. I wrote the intro, so you can criticize me on that.
No problem.
Who is the Aga Khan? What's his role?
The Aga Khan is the 49th hereditary imam or spiritual leader of the Shia Ismaili Muslims, and he is a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. His role is really to guide the Ismaili community on both spiritual matters as well as worldly matters. And his role really is to ensure the improvement of the quality of life of the Ismaili Muslim community and the communities in which they live.
And how does he do that? Does he issue edicts or guidelines, or is it more of a moral suasion kind of thing, or is it...
You know, since July 11th, 1957, which was the date that the imam, that the Aga Khan became the imam, he has dedicated his life, the last 50 years, to the improvement of the quality of life of the Ismailis around the world, as well as other communities.
I was going to say, and not just the community, because this is a very outward-looking leadership, right?
Absolutely. And he's done this through a variety of different projects, through the Aga Khan Development Network, that do a lot of projects in Africa and in Asia. And he's really dedicated the last 50 years to these projects. And more recently... And we're very, very fortunate here in Canada that he has established a partnership with Canada. And there are four projects that are currently underway in Canada. And we're very fortunate for that because in Canada we have the value of pluralism, which His Highness is very much interested in. And as a result, the Global Center for Pluralism in Ottawa is one of the four projects that he's been working on.
I want to come back to that. First of all, let's talk about the visit here in Calgary. How long was he here and what was he doing? What were the activities?
He arrived in Canada on November the 18th, and he started his visit in Ottawa and moved to Toronto, and then he arrived in Calgary on Sunday, November the 23rd. In the evening. And on the 24th, which was yesterday, he addressed the Ismaili Muslim community at the Roundup Center. There were about 14 or 15,000 of us there.
Wow.
And it was a very exciting time. As you indicated earlier, he hasn't been in Calgary for 16 years. So it was a very special special moment for all of us here.
What was his message, his key message?
His Highness speaks regularly on the importance of improving the quality of life of those around us, of alleviating poverty. It's a very strong message of His Highness. He provides guidance on worldly and spiritual matters to the members of the community. He wants to ensure that we understand the importance of education, of pluralism, of living within the ethics of Islam. Generosity, helping the poor.
What was it like for you to be there with all these people in the presence of the Aga Khan?
It was a very special time, for me. It was a family event. You see families sitting together. I had my husband, my 7-year-old son, and my 3-year-old daughter, and my parents all sitting together. It was a very emotional time. I remember 25 years ago during his Silver Jubilee, I was, I don't want to date myself, but I was 12 at the time, and I was a volunteer then. And I am very proud to be a volunteer 25 years later. There were 3,500 volunteers who put this magnificent event together, and that really speaks of the ethic, the strong ethic of volunteerism within the community and within Islam.
What does it mean for the younger generation to have this visit?
It's such a special time for the younger generation, and I won't lump myself in with that anymore. But, you know, It's been 16 years. And though His Highness did visit Canada in 2005, so it was 2 years ago where we did get an opportunity to see him in Vancouver, and there were families from Calgary who would have traveled to Vancouver, there may be an entire generation of young Ismailis who have not had the opportunity to see him, and certainly not see him here in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it's a time to renew their loyalty and faith in His Highness, and to really springboard off of this very special year, the Golden Jubilee year, and help to work on some of these projects. And I know a lot of our youth have been working on projects like the Habitat for Humanity,
right,
which we've been doing in Calgary over the past year.
Speaking of projects, I want to get back to the Global Pluralism Center, and mm-hmm. I know the Aga Khan's coming back to Ottawa in December.
That's
Tell me
right.
more about that project.
Actually, he is coming back in December. He'll be back December 5th to the 7th, and he'll be in Ottawa to actually open up the Delegation of the Ismaili Imamate, which is another project that he's working on. And that's a very special building because it symbolizes the Ismaili Imamate here in Canada. It's going to be a building on, it is a building on Sussex Drive, and it will house the Institution of the Imamate as well as the Aga Khan Development Network. So he'll be opening that up, I believe, on December the 6th.
Okay. And the Global Pluralism Institute. Tell me a little bit more about that, just briefly.
Sure. It really is a center to do research and learn more about this wonderful quality that we have here in Canada, which is pluralism. And how do we export this unique concept to other parts of the world where really there are diverse people who are not living in a pluralistic type society?
Oops, turned my mic off. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate you coming in on the heels of this great visit and telling us all about it.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Samira Sereda is a member of Calgary's Ismaili community.